Track 4. Samuel Courtauld by Anita George. In plaster, PVC, acrylic, ink and glitter. Completed in 2020. This large modernist portrait, measuring around a metre high and 75 centimetres wide and hanging unframed, shows the head and shoulders of Samuel Courtauld, which fill the canvas. The background of the portrait is black, which contrasts with the mainly cream and beige tones used for the head and shoulders. The artist has made occasional use of dashes, streaks and marks in other colours, a dash of bluey-green to the left of an eye or to the right of the face, stains of pinky red on the cheek, the hair, the forehead, the chin. The work offers a flat perspective, but with ridges and bumps and lumps standing proud of the surface created from the different materials. The face looks straight out at us. The forehead is high, with a few lines running across it. The hair has a hint of pale grey, and if we were to touch it along the high hairline, we'd be able to trace this with our fingers. The right ear, which is to our left, can also be made out. The eyes and heavy eyebrows are created with ridged, rough textures, swirls of thick paint, like impasto. The nose is long and strong, curving to our right, and again the texture of the materials here would be noticeable by touch. The lips are closed, the expression hard to read. The left of the face, to our right, is edged and framed by another layer of plaster and PVC, as if suggesting a shadow here. Just the very top of Courtauld's coat or jacket are visible, the beigey brown here merged with hints of dull pink and blue. The position of the head and shoulders and the expression suggest a dignified and serious gentleman. The gallery information tells us George has made a contemporary portrait of Samuel Courtauld. It recognises his contribution to arts and culture and the opportunities Courtauld's Textiles Limited created for migrant workers. Courtauld became chairman of the company in 1921. He had a passion for art and used his wealth from textiles to buy paintings for his own collection and public galleries in the UK. In 1932, he gave his collection to establish the Courtauld Gallery, which includes world-famous French Impressionist paintings by Monet and Cézanne. The company's Preston factory at Red Scar started producing rayon in 1939. About 3,000 people worked at the site, including many who settled in Preston from all over the world. By 1960, there were 610 South Asian and 120 Caribbean heritage workers employed at the factory. The portrait was commissioned by the Harris and the Courtauld Gallery.